phoned me at home last night, and I read it, and no, the ambassador, he said, I didn't even want to do it, but before we move on bail, I just thought I ought to make the point that I know him awfully well. He is one of the nicest and one of the dumbest guys around. And he is not well thought of in the trade. Paul Miller and I played golf with him. He's been trying to get a job, get out of the paper. He was very unhappy when he last bought it. He's been trying to get a job for a long time. And Paul and I have been trying to help him on it. But he said, you know what you're doing. We're putting you in Germany. He said, what we need there is a guy like Ingersoll or Rush. And Bale is not an Ingersoll or a Rush. He completely agrees we should put a businessman in. Martin agrees. Put Bale. He said, we can offer him a lesser quote. Bill, we can come up with something for him. But of course, we don't owe Bale anything.
I know, but I like you. I like you.
Okay, we got it. The problem is, as soon as we put the ones in life, we'll lose the seat for one we need. He said also he was surprised at the Keating idea because he's so old, but he says, I think he'll basically be a good ambassador.
The one I think he's going to be Rockmore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think about
it. He said, I don't oppose him at all. So the only problem you got there is that Rabin made point of telling me that the president had assured Mrs. Rabin that the next ambassador to Israel would be a professional.
Oh, bullshit.
And
she raised the point of a Hosky, and I just didn't say anything. He'll worry. That's a pure.
That's not what I figured, because those
never.
They're very good at that.
Never.
But
we don't want a professional there. A professional that screws up. Keating the other.
I don't know Tom Bell, so I have no way of defending him. He's a nice guy, but I have no way of knowing him. That's Bill just put it finally on what he did. He's just plain dumb.
What did we finally give that job to at 30 bucks?
They haven't given it yet.
Oh, remember, that's a place for one of our business. Doesn't make a shit if it goes there, really. None at all. That's a hell of a job, too. I don't think they'll want it. He's such a damn nice guy, probably a bitch right now. Who knows if he's done or not? I'm not sure. I'm never sure.
I have no way of judging what Bill's motives were in it either.
Well, they don't know. Maybe they aren't.
Because it came from him. And they probably presumed it. Although I told them it was not. That this was yours. No. And that, I said, this came out of Simon Nelson raised. No, that's Keating. Excuse me.
Sure.
Keating. Bill. Just an idea. Good, solid guy.
Why not Argentina?
I'm going completely on some.
Why not Argentina?
Should I talk to Henry? Because he was going to talk to Bale. He may have already offered him the job. We can always go back and just say, there's a complication on it or something.
Yeah, there's a complication on it. We have moved on it. We got to hold up on it until we see what the situation is. The Germans have been told you. Somebody else. We're going to look at the officer. But if you see the guessing immediately, you'll know that he's over too soon.
Finally got to Christian, they just got back last night. And He said they had spent the whole weekend talking about it.
Why not?
He says, John feels very strongly that he ought to do it in Houston, that he doesn't want a high profile. I gave him the arguments the other way, and he said, well, George said, I agree with you, and it's helpful to get this back because I'd like to reopen it. I think you're right. And I think John's wrong. I think he's kidding himself, and he's trying to be cute about playing in love. And it just isn't a low profile thing. And then I told him we appreciate a little advance notice because it would help us to be sure some people aren't on aren't getting into the colony or said we were close. Since I said today, and talked to Dan, and he's all set to crank up the cruise machinery, and he's going to talk to Christian. The activity that one, you know, sort of one step removed. Christian said their feeling was that any welcoming statements from Republicans would be very worthwhile.
Really?
Oh yeah, he said John should be welcome to the Republican Party.
I was first
to
like,
yeah. But then he said that what you should not do is try to use that as a trigger for an overt effort to move other people over, because you won't get enough to make it look good, and it'll look like you tried something and failed.
I just think
he said you can't stop something.
I would go
so rarely anyway, and obviously roads that we will work on. Just don't want to make it look like there's a massive drive, because it won't pan out as a massive drive, which then totally concurs, and he thinks we can use it for something.
Do be sure to wind that hole for that field coming in there. I want, you know, I can start with anything, but I want to ask them. Yeah. And we're getting an announcement out very soon. Or maybe should I say a Thursday, my first conference?
Not a bad idea.
I can say it without that.
Did anything come out of your conversation with this guy yesterday as to change any of the plan? Or?
Except that I decided to have a briefing in the State Department, and then I would do it primarily. I mean, I think that's the way for me to do it, rather than getting it up with the speech. I mean, the author of it, I would do it, and maybe Kitchen would do a little, but I mean, I think that they would prefer to hear me give them the overview of the world.
Of course,
I could do it. You think so?
Absolutely.
I think if I could go over it, maybe others, I need to go and give them an hour's briefing. Here's the world, here's what's happening, here's what we're going to do with it.
That's a good idea, because they're going to be out talking this out. You're their service in the same sense as any other group.
And there could not be, if I need to have a hell of an answer, there must be no press. See, this is something that I would not have no goddamn press, no text available. I will make it available to them on an extra period basis, you know, on the iPhones. But having the press in there, you know, no, absolutely not. The press. I'm not sure that we should have the press in the evening there. I'll tell you why. I don't want the press grabbing those people. You know, I'll leave even Denton and Reichenberg were well controlled. I can see they're under enormous emotional stress. And these guys, if the press gets up to them, they something could be said, and to their wives, you know, they all know, they'll zero right in on a few bad ones there. And I think that would be just the wrong thing. I don't know how you can do it without having contact press. I think if they have the press coming, you know, let's say we're keeping them away from it, just have them cover the entertainment. Or what would you do? I don't want the press mainly, that's the point.
Yeah, and if you let them cover the entertainment, you have a problem, because they will make it. You can't tell them
how to do it. Just telling them to be a private party, won't talk, I'm telling them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's whether there's a way, we can sure do it as a private party.
Right. I don't tell them, I don't want to exploit it. Put it that way. The president's already said he's not going to exploit that. He's carrying it on. This is their their party, it's not for anybody else, they're not going to be any taller than Bob Hope or anything else, you know what I mean? That's it, it goes completely to the other extreme, and that way, I keep the pressure going down, it is their party, it's going to be private, it's not going to be televised, so we know, we're not going to invite the press, we're not going to be exploited anymore, this isn't done for publicity, it's done solely for that. That's the line I'm taking, be awful, I just want, I know what's going to happen, I know the press will get at these guys.
Yeah.
And that's bad service. And I'll state this, and maybe I should.
No, I don't think it does.
Another thing before I was only greatly does concern me is that they are being able to bind the death to everything. And they teach their they both of them through the colleges and high schools to rest on their international and some asshole television program and so forth. These guys have got too much of a story to tell to get a third way. Too much of a story to tell. I don't know who the hell even got a hold of them to get them under control. Now, don't send the scope around and ask him if he has some kind of comprehension of this kind of thing. What do you have in mind?
Well, we've got to go to our press thing here, and then from here to the...
Well, you can go to Shields and have a press school. You can say, now look, with regard to these people, I think the odds are down for the top people. Show the scope around who they are, Shields and so forth. Say, look, here they are. They got an enormous number of requests. Aren't they needed to advise? I think they would welcome some advice as to what to do and what not to do. You know what I mean? They've got an enormous number of things, you know. Good God, they're going to have requests to write books.
Well,
they're going to have to write requests to go on every television program, and they've got it done. I mean, they, you know, I mean, some will exploit them, some will not pay them, some will not. They won't know what to do about that. And, I just want to be able to die from it. That's my problem. I mean, even having a trigger, I just think it's just wrong for somebody to get there and say, let's have them put them up there like a couple of it's close to the log.
Like Sideshow Creeks, it's
sort of all them up.
But I'm not going to have everybody look and look at and look at
it. It's been a lot of the dinner here, and I probably want to show them off someplace else.
Every event that happens, now we'll have to have a
people
POW.
Yeah, people are after us. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have an event to show them off.
Yeah, they will. The roller derby, the football game, the basketball playoffs, and everything else. So I figured I'd have
a POW. So the other thing is, though, that I do think that you might think of one thing when you go. I think you might get over a few and tell them that I can't come to the radio operation because of that. But I think an ideal thing would be to have them, you know, to research matter on first of all. Because that's not very good. That might be good. You've got to, you must. Without exploiting them, you know, use them properly, because they're a hell of an asset. How'd that sound to you, first of all?
Yeah, because that's a national event.
But I've never seen them. I think they should be on some national events. They're very impressive. Although they, like, they'll be asked to go on, the cattle show, and others where they're going to get murdered.
And
Barbara Walters, she's murdered. I don't want them exposed to that.
That's the kind of questions.
At least get a hold of somebody. You know, by me,
yeah.
I just want it handled. I want somebody to be on top of it with the Defense Department. Defense Department, they say, it's a relentless job. But I thought of this, and I haven't mentioned it to them. I was asking what they were doing and threw it out of them. And I could see they're big, and these are big shots.
Yeah.
But these guys are little guys.
Yeah.
rat hole. You know, really, it'll be like a whole mess.
Yeah. And the guys will think they like it at first, because you know, they're giving some attention and all, and then they'll realize that they're getting caught up in.
They're being used.
That can screw them up, too.
They're being used. So I think, whether you get somebody to handle it here, maybe show up or no, have you heard him on your live show? Who can do it?
Rock Street can do it. That's just
right.
Because it's really
impressive. Yes, it goes to pay for us, but his appearances, I think it's more a partner than that type of people.
I have a schedule, okay.
His appearances are, his appearances. They're being invited to whoever like the middle section. That's an appearance.
Okay. Did you raise a question with the president on Colson as a consultant?
No, I didn't.
Is that something
thought was, well, it's a consultant without doing any consulting. He wants it for continued protection on...
solely for the purpose of executive privilege protection. So,
one of those things that's kept down in that personnel office and nothing's done on it. Well, Chabon doesn't have quite the same problems appearing that Colson will.
Yeah, but you have the same... You have the same problems as Chief and Craig versus Wilson.
Well, can't, that would be such an obvious fraud to have both of those consultants. That won't work. I think he's right. You have to leave Chief.
You can't make Chief a consultant. Craig, we've already said he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we wanted the separation. The question is, if you, are you then going to let... As of now, the way they've interpreted executive privilege is that you're not going to let Chapin testify
anyway,
because it applies, executive privilege applies to former people in relation to matters while they were here.
And the problem area is
that same thing would apply to Colson.
Well, yes, if Chuck were truly going to be doing nothing for this day.
That's right. He's concerned about what he's doing. Colson's concerned about what he's doing from now on. He would apply the consulting thing to what? If you recall, regarding actions taken now.
That's right.
That relate to what are the actions.
Well, I think you're going to be out stirring up, you know, counter news attacks and things of this nature. And
he's supposed to consult with the president.
No, but he's consulting. It's a, you know, wide open consultantship. Doesn't mean he consults with you.
Your idea was just to put this in the drawer in case.
Put it in the drawer
and decide that it would be a consultant without pay.
I didn't tell Chuck, just tell Chuck something, if there's something in the drawer, and just say, really.
I will tell him, or he's not saying anything.
The point would be that they did back last Saturday, so it's
continuous.
That his consultant fee stopped at the present time, but he's still available for the purpose of consulting the various problems.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm paid to consult him.
Yes.
We have some of those. Well,
latest development stops if you have something on.
Yeah.
Before going to that, I was wondering about that Chancassery about some kid that
The only problem there, Mr. President, is
he get paid.
He was paid.
Check.
He was paid by personal check of another person over there who in turn was taking out of expense money. When the ultimate source of the money, as best as quickly we've been able to trace it, was pre-April 7th money. There could be some potential embarrassment for Ken Reitz along the way.
Oh, right, man.
So he is, but I think it's a confined situation. Obviously, it's something that's going to come up with the Irvin hearings, but it's not another new Liddy Hunt operation.
Well, it's such a shit-ass thing.
Oh, it is. It is.
I mean, what happened to the kid? Did he just decide to be a hero?
That's right. You probably chatted about it around school, and the word got out, and you got confronted with it, and you knew he'd chatted about it. And so there it was. It's absurd. It really is. He didn't do anything illegal.
Apparently, you haven't been able to do anything on mine.
Well, I have, sir.
No, to the contrary. You
No.
You kicked a few bucks around.
I have all of the information that we have finished, that we've collected. There is some there, and I've turned it over to Baruti. Baruti is having a speech drafted for Barry Goldwater, and there's enough material there to make a rather sensational speech just by why in the hell isn't somebody looking into what happened to President Nixon when during his campaign? Look at these events. How do you explain these? Where are the answers to these questions? There's enough of a thread. I've pulled all the information.
Well, also, the senator then should also present it to the Irvin Committee and demand that that be included.
A letter to...
He is a senator.
What I'm working on there is a letter to Senator Irvin saying, this has come to my attention, and why shouldn't this be a part of the legal order? And he can spring out of 64, and then just quickly to 72, and we've got a pretty good speech where he tells him we can get out of material.
Good.
So it's in the mill. That's right.
Why had never been quite ever involved did it before? Just having enough stuff. They could have anybody paying attention. For example, the investigations were supposed to be doing a 34 million mark. You could have been doing a gallery, there's all conscious of all hanging in there. The record you were doing just too bad to find out.
That's one of the problems.
That is a problem.
That will be an issue that we have. There is a crew working that also. No, thank you, I'm fine. There is no need at this hour for anything from IRS, and we have a couple sources over there that I can go, I don't have to fool around with Johnny Walters or anybody, we can get right in and get what we need. I've been preparing the answers for the briefing book, and I did raise it with Ron. It's my estimation, for what it's worth, that probably this week will draw more Watergate questions than any other week you're likely to see. Given the Gray hearings, the new revelations about, they're not new, but they're now substantiated about Kalmbach and Chapin and Ben in the press. That Chapin directed Kalmbach to pay Segretti, the alleged saboteur, somewhere between $35,000 and $40,000. There's an awful lot of that out in the press now. But there's also the question of Dean appearing, not appearing, Dean's role. There were more stories in the Post this morning that are absolutely inaccurate about my attorney information over to the re-election committee for some woman over there, Mrs. Hoback, signed an affidavit, gave it to Birch Bayh, said that I was brought into Bob Mardian's office within 48 hours after a private interview I had with a juror confronted with it. How did they know that? Well, it came from internal sources over there, is how they knew it. Internal sources, this girl had told others that she was doing this, and they just told, just quickly filled her to the top that she was out on her own. She did. Yeah, we had two or three of those.
Why did she do that?
She's a registered Democrat.
Why are we doing
this? To this day, I do not understand what she was doing, and she was... worked as Sands' operation. Wasn't a good move. He had, in fact, that was one of our problems, was the little pocket of women that worked for Maury Sands. No doubt about it. That was, things could have sailed a lot smoother without that pack. Not that they had anything that was devastating.
Well, now, with regard to the question and so forth, sure, it would be my opinion, though, not to dodge it just because there are many questions.
Well, it's going to be, you're probably going to get more questions this week, and the tough questions, and some of them don't have easy answers. For example, did Haldeman know that there was a Don Segretti out there? That question is likely. He had knowledge that there was somebody in the field doing prankster type activities. So at this point, and that's the
other thing. What about my taking, basically, just trying to fight this thing one time, and find it later, I'm going to be think, and to say this is a matter being considered by a committee, and I'm not going to comment upon it while speaking. I don't want to get in the business of taking each charge that comes up in the committee and commenting on it, being considered by it, being investigated. I'm not going to comment.
That's exactly the way I've grasped the, I've had some general answer.
I just cut them off. No, I start getting, I think, John, I start breaking down. It's like on the court thing.
Thank you. they will continually try to say that there's
well, legal they say that all of them did, and then they'll say I did.
That's right.
Why do you think he is Now I'm telling you this. Why is he not?
By the way, it came out is when I, when the Time Magazine article broke on the fact that the charge that the White House had directed the newsmen and White House staff people be subject to some sort of surveillance for national security reasons. I called, in tracking down what had happened, I called Sullivan. And I said, Bill, you better come over and talk to me about that and tell me what you know. I was calling him to really determine if he was a leak. I was curious to know where this might have come from because he was the operative man at the Bureau at the time. He's the one who did it. He would not, you know, he came over and he was shocked and distraught and like about learning this kind of his own exit like the crack on that one, frankly. And then after going through his explanation of all of what had happened, he started volunteering this other thing. He said, John, what, this is the only thing I can think of during this administration that has any taint of political use. But it doesn't really bother me because it was a national security purpose. These people worked on sensitive material that was getting out. It was getting out to reporters.
You mean, what we ordered?
That's right.
Of course. Heavily corroded and intercepted all of the Vietnam War.
That's right.
That's what it was.
And he told me about going to Paris and working with John, what does bother me is that you all have been portrayed as politically using.
We never did.
And we never have. He said the Eisenhower administration didn't either. The only times that he can recall that there's been a real political use has been during Democratic tenure. And I said, for example, Bill, what are you talking about? And he told me this example of Walter Jenkins' affair when Deloach and Forrest and
some of that. Kennedy used, if I can say, politically on that field.
That's right.
That was not national security, was it?
No. Now I asked somebody about that, and they told me that what happened there is that they were being defensive of Kennedy, and this isn't the person who would defend Kennedy necessarily. It was saying that Kennedy had given Hoover orders, and Hoover, being typical in his response, tried to get it yesterday as far as the answer for the president. And that's why he sent people out in the middle of the night, and the blame really fell on Hoover, and this might be Lure over there, though. Who knows? Well, that's right.
Still wrong.
That's right. Sure.
Could God, you imagine somebody's fuel company raised all about their automobile company about something, somebody named Carlos Alves knows, and he sent FBI agents up to him and arrest Jesus Christ and all that. Does he know about the bugging of Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
I want to read all that. That would be good.
I think he would tell everything he knows.
You do?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. He's a bomb. Now, the fact
really?
Is,
how you tell me?
Well, that's the real problem is how it's structured. How can it be done? He sent me this note, and I called up, and I said, Bill, I appreciate getting that note very much. I said, it takes a lot of guts to send a note like that to me. And he said, it's kind of a pleasure to see a man stand up, blowing a little smoke up him and the like. And he said, well, John, I'm perfectly willing to do anything you want. If you want me to go up and testify, I will. I said, well, how much? You've just given me some tidbits that you, in a conversation, I'd really like to again repeat. Can you put together what you do know? Just for your own use right now, just put it together on a pad, go through all your recollections. And also tell me how you can substantiate it and what kind of cross-examination you might be subject to if you did testify. So he's doing that. Now, the question I've had is how in the world can we program something like this? I just have a feeling that it would be bad for, one, Bill Sullivan to quietly appear up on some senator's doorstep and say, I've got some information you ought to have. Well, where'd you get it? Why are you up here? The White House sent me. That would be bad. The other thing is, maybe this information could be brought to the attention of the White House. And the White House could say to Eastman, I think you ought to call an executive session and hear this testimony. This is quite troublesome, the information that's been presented to us. It's so troublesome we can't hold it here and hope to rest comfortable.
Why? Why on the other hand doesn't he just present it? Why is that concession?
Well, one, because you're trying, the first approach would be not to destroy the beer, not to tarnish the name. It's going to leak out of it, quite obviously. If it does, we'd make sure it did.
Excuse me, I'm doing, maybe they'll use not you, but all this crap out there.
say, if they say that they have to hold up Gray's confirmation until the Watergate hearings are complete,
that's great.
That's the vehicle.
The best of both worlds, for sure.
That's right.
Because Gray, in my opinion, should not be the FBI, not really any character or flaws or intelligence flaws, because he's going to be too much like claims. If you're going to hold the hearing, he will not be a good director, as far as we're concerned.
I think that's probably true. He'll be a very suspect director. Not that I don't think Pat won't do what we want. I read him a little differently than Dick in that regard. But he's still keeping close touch with me. He's calling me. He's giving me his private line. We talk at night. How do you want me to handle this? So on and so forth. So he's still playing in tight. And still being involved. But I think he can't do it. He's going to be under such surveillance by his own people. What every move he's making. That'll be a difficult thing for Pat. Not that Pat wouldn't want to still play ball. That he may not be able to.
I agree.
Pat has already gotten himself in a situation where he's got this Mark Felt as his number two man. These other people are surrounding him. You put a guy like Jerry Wilson in there, he could just, you know, wipe this. Say, Bill, I'm putting my own team in. I'm going to bring people in. I haven't met around the country. There are good office directors, SACs out of Chicago, wherever. He just put his own team together for the headquarters office. Gray's already been locked in as to major personnel decisions. I wouldn't be surprised to see that occur, that they say that they cannot go forward with Gray hearing because of what they're getting from
the government. Yeah, John, I mean, the committee
on the floor, both. Could have, it would certainly be both done first in the committee, in the judiciary committee.
The
question is then whether it'll be put on the calendar by the leadership. I assume that's
the leadership might determine that we will not put it on the calendar. That's why we're here.
That's right.
And we would then agree with them and say, I will not wait that long.
And gentlemen, you're disadvantaging the leadership of the FBI, and I would have to withdraw based on this. What would be nice for all would be to get Gray voted out of the committee. With a positive vote, not to get him out of committee, and then locked in that limbo there.
What is a moral judgment about?
Yeah, he says it's a piece of dynamite. He said it depends, and we both agree that it's the way it would be done would be a secret, what it was done. Whether it's in the sort of thing we could just leap out and do, has to be very carefully thought through, has to decide in advance, should the White House not be involved, or should we be involved? If we're going to play with it, we're going to probably have to say that we're involved and structure it in a way that there's nothing improper with our involvement.
Difficulty with White House being involved is that if we were involved in this, not Johnson.
That's right.
That's why I agree with you. I believe that we need this.
I suppose the answer is saying, to have him, to say to him,
you can't do a committee.
You've got, you know, this is something like you've intimated a few things to me. The proper place to take that information is to the Senate Judiciary Committee, or to the Attorney General, possibly. They have to take that to me. Or is that too close to the President still?
First thing, if he takes it to the committee, it's better when he's conducting a hearing.
Thanks for claiming. Claiming is going to say, Bill, just don't do it because you're going to take Deloach's name down with it. Deloach is a friend of ours.
Well, sure.
Something I've always questioned.
Nobody's a friend of ours. Let's face it. So worry about that, certainly.
And I said, well, I'm not going to rush anything on this. Just so we've got a little bond here that we might want to drop at one point down the road. Maybe the formability is something totally out of the committee context between the Bray confirmation hearings and the Watergate hearings, maybe letting go over U.S. News, or who knows what it would be, but we ought to consider every option. Now we've got it and see if we
can do it in the hearing. Doing the press, and then that will force the hearing to call it. That's another way to do it, is having each elect to give an interview. But I would do it in U.S. News, and I would do it. We would not do it from the wires or the stars. I respect it, Dan, report. Why not do it? That's like Mona.
Well, it's interesting. You know, Molenhoff is close, but by God, you can't program Molenhoff to do anything. And if,
and also, they're in a position where Molenhoff has been fighting with some. Maybe Molenhoff could be a pretty good prospect for this area. It's kind of a story he loves. He lives on something. We couldn't talk him, however.
Or can you call Clark and say, can I call Clark and say, listen, Clark, the guy caught me a piece of dynamite, I don't even want in the White House.
You
don't write that. Okay. Yeah. Because I'd look like that set up to you. Now, Clark Molenhoff is the first guy that I've ever seen him anything, and he'll say, no way.
Demonstrating against the president, they're going to have war. You know, do you think so?
No.
Anybody would care.
him after. This is Alan.
No, Alan.
Alan, not Duncan. Duncan had some, all hell broke loose for Alan for this reason. He, the money apparently originally came out of a subsidiary of one of Alan's corporations down in Mexico. Went to a lawyer in Mexico who put it down as a fee billed to the subsidiary. Then the lawyer, the Mexican lawyer, sent it back into the States, and then came back up here. But the weakness of it is the Mexican lawyer, one, didn't have a legitimate fee. Two, it could be corporate contribution. So Alan wanted, and Alan had personally put a note up with the corporation to cover it. But Alan is meanwhile having problems with his wife, and divorce is pending, and tax problems, so he wanted the money back. I don't know why that went in the letter. It wasn't used for the working. That's the interesting thing. No, it was not. What happened is these Mexican checks came in. They were given to Gordon Liddy and said, why don't you get these cash? Gordon Liddy in turn took them down to this fellow Parker in Florida and said, if you cash these Mexican checks, and so that's how they went through Parker's bank account back in here. That could have been just as easily cashed the rigged bank. There was just nothing wrong with the checks. Why all that rigmarole? It's just like a lot of other things happened over there. God knows why it was all done. It was totally unnecessary, and it was not directly involved in the Watergate. It wasn't a wash operation to get money back in to Liddy and the like.
Who's going to be the worst witness?
Sloan. Without a doubt, he's scared, he's weak, he has a compulsion to cleanse his soul by confession. Now, we're giving him a lot of stroking, telling him to do a beautiful job. The funny thing is, the fellow goes down to the courthouse here before Sirica, testifies as honestly as he can testify, and Sirica looks around and calls him a liar. He just, Sloan can't win. So, Kalmbach has been dealing with Sloan. Sloan's restless, needs a job. Kalmbach has done a lot of that. The person that will have the greatest problem with in all of Sloan's testimony is Kalmbach and Sam. So they're working closely with him to make sure that it's that.
Kalmbach
will
be a good witness.
Oh.
Knowing what Kalmbach's been true.
Kalmbach has borne up very well. In fact, I decided he may be. He's sensitive on that point. He saw a transcript of a briefing where Ron was saying, well, we've really got it. It's not the right nomenclature. His personal attorney in Herb said, well, gee whiz, I don't know if Ron knows, but all I do. And I said, Herb, well, don't worry about it.
Well, what I mean is that I don't care about him, but I mean, it's just the fact that it's played that way as if he's denying. He's been talking to me on the
phone. I know that.
I don't talk to him. I see her once a year every single day.
That's right.
I'm sure that he handles their sign of any property and all the rest of this. This isn't a lawyer in the sense most people have a lawyer.
No. Although he didn't even handle the state, but he's done some, dovetailing on it.
But anyway, we don't want to back off with him.
No.
But anyway,
he's solid.
He will, how does he tell a story? He's got a pretty hard.
He'll be good. He's going over. Herb is the kind of guy who will check not once, not twice on his story, not three times, but probably 50 to 100 times, literally. He will go over it. He will know it. There won't be a hole in it. He'll have thought it. He'll do his own Q&A. He'll have people cross-examine him in 10 ways. He will be ready, as John Mitchell will be ready, as Maury Sands will be ready. He's studying. Sloan will be the worst witness. I think McGruber will be a good witness. So Bart Porter will be a good witness. They've already been through it. They've been through grand jury. They've been through trial. They did well. And then, of course, people around here will be witnesses.
They won't be witnesses.
Won't be witnesses.
No, they won't appreciate this test about being alive. Which I think we've got to get across the theater and home and breathe for this constant saying. We will bring information. That is not the question. It's how it's being created. We will not bring it in a moral session. That would be a breakdown of the record. Period.
I agree. I agree. I've always thought that's the bottom line, and I think that's the good thing about what's happening in the Gray hearings right now. If they send the letter down with specific questions, I send back written interrogatories, sworn. You know, as a lawyer, that you can handle written interrogatories where cross-examination is another ballgame. You can make a person look like they're inaccurate, even if they're trying to tell the truth.
Well, not really. Public hearings are first of May.
Public hearings, I wouldn't think, though, I know you should experience it. I guess it's a time. I think they can get through about 3 weeks of those, and I think it begins to peter out somewhere, however you agree.
No, I...
I think she went off it, but that was a different thing at the Supreme Court.
When I told Bob, oh, several months ago, I hope they don't think about this. He said, the way they could have those hearings and do a masterful job on this is to hold one hearing a week on Thursdays, Thursday mornings. They'd cover it live. That way you'd get live coverage that day, you'd get the networks that night, the national magazines that week, the weekend wrap-ups, and you could stretch this thing out for a year.
They should assess our members of the committee, at least you should assess, let's get it over with.
Yeah, well, see, you know, they're not that, I don't think they're that receptive to figure out.
Well, so be it. This is a, I mean, I know some of the new summer candidates, you and the alarm, they're both given, I understand, great crisis in the conference, and so, very well.
Well, the best way...
How much?
Pardon?
How much for crisis? I mean, it'll be... It'll be a tradition thing. You're talking about the point is that everything is a crisis. So you're going to screw around with this thing for a while. So, but it's a sort of a lousy thing. It'll be the crisis among the upper intellectual types, the assholes, you know, that we sought to solve our own to the public and Democrats and the average people. It's going to be a bunch of crisis unless it's a crisis.
Well, I think I think after the urban hearings, they're going to find so much, there'll be some new revelations. I don't think that the thing will get out of hand. I'm a reasonably